The first deity is the deity of Mahaprabhu that was worshipped by Narottam Das Thakur. Later we'll hear more about Narottam Das Thakur, but something that you can recall is Jiva Goswami taught three principal acharyas that became successors following the six Goswamis, and they were Narottam Das Thakur, Shyamananda, whose Shyamasundar temple we visited, and Srinivas Acharya. He had many students, but those three principal students. And Narottam Das Thakur became a disciple of Lokanath Goswami. And Lokanath Goswami's deity was also worshipped here. And so Narottam Das Thakur came here to be with his guru, Lokanath Goswami, and his Mahaprabhu deity. Narottam Das Thakur's deity of Mahaprabhu is on the altar, or a Pratibhu deity. The original deity is elsewhere. The original deity is in Jaipur. Those of you that are going with us to Jaipur, you'll see the original deity of Narottam Das Thakur side by side with the deity of Lokanath Goswami. The deity of Lokanath Goswami is right next to Mahaprabhu, Radha Vinod. There's a wonderful description of how Radha Vinod appeared and began worshipped by Lokanath Goswami. So, Mahaprabhu, Radha Vinod, they're in the center. They're smaller Radha Krishna deities. Right in front of them is a miniature, very small Krishna deity. That's Gokulananda. There's no Radha next to him. Gokulananda is a deity that was worshipped by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. So again, Mahaprabhu, Radha Vinod, say, black marble Krishna deity, and Radha by his side, and in front of them is Gokulananda. We'll hear the details of these deities when, after the aarti is over. Right by the side of Gokulananda will be the Govardhan Shila of Mahaprabhu, and I think I'll describe a little bit about that Govardhan Shila of Mahaprabhu. The Govardhan Shila of Mahaprabhu is a shila that he personally received when he came to Vrindavan. And when he returned back to Jagannath Puri, he worshipped Govardhan in a very spontaneous way. He would chant the holy name and hold Govardhan to his forehead, sometimes over his eyes, sometimes over his heart. Because as far as Mahaprabhu was concerned, Govardhan was Krishna. And he was in the mood of Radha, in love, Krishna prema, deep transcendental ecstatic love for Krishna. And sometimes he would just hold Govardhan in his hand and move his hand across the Govardhan Shila. And because of the intensity of his love for Krishna, Govardhan melted and left an impression of Mahaprabhu's thumbprint in Govardhan Shila. So you can look very closely. The pujaris here are different than most places. They're very devotional, just like at Gopalbhatta Goswami's Radharaman temple. Very nice pujaris. So you can see the thumbprint of Mahaprabhu. Later, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave that Govardhan Shila as well as a string of gunja berries to Raghunath Das Goswami. That's described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So that very Shila that Mahaprabhu gave to Raghunath Das, he understood esoterically or internally what that meant. It was, what it signified was that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was giving him eternal residence at Govardhan. And the Gunja berries signified that he was giving the mercy of Radha, Radharani, to Raghunath Das. Imagine, he was very happy, transcendentally thrilled. And so for the rest of his life, Raghunath Das Goswami worshipped that Govardhan Shila, like one worships Krishna. And after some time, after the departure of Raghunath Das Goswami, somehow that Shila managed to make its way to the Radha Gokulananda temple. So we can see that Radha Gokulananda Shila, the Govardhan Shila up close, right in the front, next to Gokulananda. I'll continue speaking until something happens on the altar. Who knows how long that will be. We'll go back in time. That the first of the deities that are on the altar to be worshipped here was Lokanath Goswami. If you remember when we were at the Radha Damodar temple, I mentioned twice, now this is the third time, in that same courtyard where Rupa Goswami's Bhajan Kutir and Samadhi is, way off in the corner is Bhugarbha Goswami's Samadhi. In Chaitanya Mangala it's described, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was planning to take sannyas, before he took sannyas, he informed his dear friend Lokanath, "I'm going to be taking sannyas and very soon I'm going to be leaving Navadvip. And I intend to go to Vrindavan. But I don't want to go to Vrindavan alone. I want you to be with me. Can you go to Vrindavan before I take sannyas and prepare a nice arrangement for me so we can stay together in Vrindavan?" Imagine having Mahaprabhu give you that service. How intimate was the relationship between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lokanath Goswami? But Lokanath Goswami was completely attached to Lord Chaitanya. So it was one of those services that he didn't want to say no to, but he didn't want to say yes to either. Because if he said yes, it meant separation. And he couldn't bear the thought of separation, but he couldn't say no either. So he was stuck. Mahaprabhu understood his heart and said, "Please do this as a service for me." So he had to go. So he went to each of the Vaishnavas, but he was told, "Don't tell that I'm going to take sannyas. Just say you're going on pilgrimage to Vrindavan." So he took blessings from each of the Vaishnavas in Navadvip, and paying his obeisances at their door, begging permission, begging for their blessings that he can go to Vrindavan and have safe pilgrimage. Did any of you do that before you came on pilgrimage here to Vrindavan? That was the mood of Lokanath, on the order of Mahaprabhu to go. And when he came with another dear friend, Bhugarbha Goswami. And they came to Vrindavan. And when they came to Vrindavan, it was like when Lord Chaitanya later came to Vrindavan. The places of Krishna's pastimes had been lost. We know this from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Now when we go to Govardhan Hill wasn't lost, because Govardhan Hill was there, but where all the places of Krishna's pastimes at Govardhan was gone. Even where Radha Kund and Shama Kund were, was completely unknown. Mahaprabhu discovered, or disclosed, where Radha Kund was. And later, Raghunath Das Goswami excavated Radha Kund and Shama Kund, as we see it today. But then it was just a rice paddy. Literally. A pond of water in the middle of an agricultural field. That was Radha Kund. So when Lokanath and Bhugarbha came, there was nothing. And that wasn't a problem for them because they were totally renounced. In fact, Lokanath personally preferred seclusion. There's a place as you're driving, when we go on Govardhan Prakrama. Yesterday we went to Varsana, so Varsana's just past. Just before is Govardhan, the side road you go down. If you're going down towards Govardhan, and there's all these little quiet villages. Somewhere in between the main road and Govardhan Hill is the little forested area. Far away, in other words. Very remote, very quiet and peaceful. That's where Lokanath was engaged in his bhajan, because he liked seclusion, peaceful. That was his taste. Waiting and waiting and waiting for Mahaprabhu to come. And as he was waiting and waiting and waiting, Mahaprabhu didn't come. And then he heard that Mahaprabhu took sannyas, but Mother Sachi asked him, don't go to Vrindavan. Oh no, don't go to Vrindavan, but go to Puri. So Lokanath left Vrindavan to go to Puri. And by the time he reached Puri, all the way from Vrindavan, he heard that Mahaprabhu had just left to go on South Indian tour. And South India is a big place. How do you find one Mahaprabhu in the midst of South India? But he had such attachment that he went looking here and looking there and trying to find out, have you seen Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? This mood of searching, seeking, remember that message, seek and ye shall find. So he was searching for Mahaprabhu. And he got as far as the southern tip of India. And he heard Mahaprabhu. Oh, he was here. And he said he was headed back for Puri. So he went as quickly as his legs would carry him back to Puri. And by the time he got to Puri, he heard, oh, Mahaprabhu just left for Vrindavan. Oh, no. So he headed for Vrindavan. And by the time he reached Vrindavan, he heard, oh, Mahaprabhu just left Vrindavan. He's heading back for Puri. His life and soul is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And elusive was the opportunity to again be in his association. Then Mahaprabhu appeared to him in a dream that night and said, stop your restlessness. Just stay here in Vrindavan. Soon I will send some associates and you can take their association. So now he had another order. Don't follow me to Puri. Stay in Vrindavan. Ecstasy in the mood of love in separation from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he spent his days, I forget the name of the forest, very, very quiet place, just chanting the holy name of the Lord, as he had heard from Mahaprabhu. And then, very much to his surprise, a desire began awakening within his heart to worship a deity, which was very strange because he had no, like Sanatana Goswami, had no facility for worshiping a deity. But nonetheless, because he's a mendicant, he has nothing. Nonetheless, that desire was there, and very amazingly, one morning, very early in the morning, some young boy came with a bag and handed him a bag and said, "This is for you." And then he just disappeared. He said, "Well, what's in the bag?" He looked inside the bag and there were deities, Radhakrishna deities. And he thought, Krishna's reciprocated with my desire just practically immediately. But what am I to do? Because I don't have any facility for worshiping deity. The narration goes, the deity then spoke to him and said, "My name is Radhavinod. And I want you to worship me. So please offer whatever you have." And he said, "But I don't have." He said, "Well, whatever you have. Just gather something and cook something. I'm hungry. Make something for me to eat." So he went and gathered some berries and wild roots and fruits and whatever he could get and made a little offering to Radhavinod. And because he was living in the forest, he didn't have anything. So he made a bed out of leaves so they could lie down on. And then he took peacock feathers and made a fan, bundled them together and with little vine and started fanning them and massaging their feet and legs so they could take rest after this big meal that he had cooked. And he worshipped them in that spontaneous way, like a mother or father worships or serves their child. He had this spontaneous kind of affection for Radhavinod. After some time, Rupa and Sanatan Goswami, on the order of Mahaprabhu, they also came to Vrindavan. And in time they came to hear of this mendicant and a very dear friend of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who was living in this secluded place far away. So they sent some messengers and requested, "Please come and join us. Please come and live with us here in Vrindavan." So though he liked this seclusion, he came to Vrindavan and made his residence in this area. And his samadhi is behind, and the deity that he worshipped, well, the Pratibhu deity that he worshipped is on the altar, Radhavinod. It's been a long 5 minutes. Now 1 o'clock. Spontaneous Raganuga Bhakti, I guess. Or India Standard Time, one or the other. So, Narottam Das Thakur. As a young boy, he was trained in Vaishnavism. And he took his birth in the very same year that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left this world. So he never had Lord Chaitanya's association. He was born in a king's family, something very much like Ramananda Roy, who was... His duty was that of a ruling personality, but there's a certain caste, a Kayasta caste, that is like a clerk to a king. So by caste, he was a Shudra. But from a king's family. Because his family was Vaishnava, he heard all about Lord Chaitanya. In fact, his father was an ardent devotee of Lord Chaitanya, and every day as a small boy, he would hear about Lord Chaitanya. He would beg his father to tell him more and tell him more and tell him more about Lord Chaitanya. And he became deeply devoted to Lord Chaitanya, even though he never met him. When Narottam was just a teenage boy, in a dream, Lord Chaitanya appeared. And in his dream, Lord Chaitanya said, "Go to the river Padma and take bath in the river Padma. When you take bath in the river Padma, you'll be filled with my divine love for Krishna." So, going back in time, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was making his journey, one of the journeys to go to Vrindavan, and he went through Ramakeli. One of the places he went also was the same village where Narottam Das Thakur was born, and he bathed in the river Padma before the birth of Narottam Das Thakur, and made the declaration to everyone, to his devotees. Very soon, a great Vaishnav will take his birth in this village, and I've left behind my divine ecstasy and love for Krishna, which will be transferred to him later in his life. He made this prediction, and everyone was wondering, who's that going to be? Narottam Das Thakur. Okay. Shri Shri Radha Vinod ki, Shri Shri Gokulananda ki, Shri Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Shri Radha Vijay Govinda ki, Gaur Pimanandi.